United States.
National Defense Strategy. Red Alert. America is not ready for a major war, warns a bipartisan commission.
General Charles C. Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, America's top military officer, recently told the Aspen Security Forum, a gathering of the country's foreign policy elite, that the nation's armed forces were the most lethal, most respected combat force in the world. Steely-faced, and to jubilant whoops, he declared, "I do not play for second place." In truth, America's military position is eroding. That is the message of a report published on July 29th by a bipartisan commission entrusted by Congress with scrutinizing the Biden administration's national defense strategy, a document published 2 years ago. The commission was chaired by Jane Harman, a former Democratic congresswoman, with Eric Edelman, an undersecretary of defense in the George W. Bush administration, deputizing. In 2018, the previous such commission had warned that America might struggle to win, or perhaps lose, a war against China or Russia. This time, the language is starker. The threats to America, including the potential for near-term major war, are the most serious since 1945, the commission says. The country is both unaware of their extent and unprepared to meet them. The most serious problem is China. "We're at least checkmating China by now," boasted Joe Biden, America's president, on July 6th. In reality, China is outpacing America not only in the size but also in the capability of its military forces, as well as in defense production, and the country is probably on track to meet its target of being able to invade Taiwan by 2027, argues the commission. In space and in the cyber realm, the People's Liberation Army is peer or near-peer level. Russia is a lesser concern, but, despite its quagmire in Ukraine, still poses a serious threat. On July 19th, Vipin Narang, a senior Pentagon official, confirmed reports that Russia was seeking to place a nuclear weapon in orbit, describing it as a threat to all of humanity and catastrophic for the entire world. The report says that America should boost its presence in Europe to a full armored corps, a much larger commitment than currently exists, accompanied by enablers such as air defense and aviation, with some of today's rotational forces, which swap in and out, potentially turned into ones that are permanently deployed. Compounding these threats is the increasing political and military alignment between China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, including the transfer of arms, technology, and battlefield lessons. That presents a real risk, if not likelihood, in the somber view of the commission, that conflict anywhere could become a multiple theater or global war. In 2018, the Trump administration's national defense strategy did away with the previous requirement that the Pentagon be prepared to fight two major wars, including one in Europe and one in Asia, at the same time. Mr. Biden's team stuck to that reduced ambition. The result is that a war in one theater would stretch America dangerously thin, forcing it to rely on nuclear weapons to compensate. A conflict would also find America wanting in other respects. Major war would affect the life of every American in ways we can only begin to imagine, warns the commission. Cyber attacks would pound critical infrastructure, including power, water, and transport. Access to minerals vital for both civilian and military industries would be completely cut off, the report concludes. Casualties would far exceed any Western experience in recent memory. The latest simulations by the Army show that, in battles involving corps and divisions, larger formations that the Army is prioritizing over brigades and battalions, casualties ran to between 50,000 to 55,000, including 10,000 to 15,000 killed. The Commission does not call for a return to the military draft, which America abandoned in 1973, but it hints at it, saying that the country's all-volunteer force faces serious questions. In response to these problems, the Commission makes a number of recommendations. One is to bolster alliances. On July 28th, the Biden administration made a big stride in that regard by announcing the creation of a new warfighting headquarters in Japan to command all land, sea, and air forces in the country. Another recommendation is to reform the Pentagon, whose procurement, research, and development practices the commission describes as Byzantine. A third is to sharply raise defense spending, which is projected to remain flat in real terms for the next 5 years, despite the previous commission's recommendation for 3 to 5% annual real terms growth. That particular figure is somewhat arbitrary. Nonetheless, the commission urges Congress to revoke existing spending caps, pass a multi-year supplemental budget to beef up the defense industrial base, and open the fiscal taps to put defense on a glide path to support efforts commensurate with the US national effort seen during the Cold War. There is something here to irritate everyone. To pay for all this, the report proposes additional taxes and cuts to spending on healthcare and welfare. Both political parties will balk at that. Democrats shy away from more defence spending. Republicans are allergic to more taxes. The defence policy wonks in Donald Trump's orbit will like the idea of beefing up the armed forces, but many will recoil at the idea of putting more troops into Europe rather than Asia. There is little time to waste, says the commission. The US public are largely unaware of the dangers the United States faces or the costs required to adequately prepare, it says. They do not appreciate the strength of China and its partnerships, or the ramifications to daily life if a conflict were to erupt. They have not internalized the costs of the United States losing its position as a world superpower.